If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome back to another episode of the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. Today is just me. We're doing a solo episode. And today we are talking about the aftermath of what I call like sticking to your guns and what happens when that does lead to the breakup. I know, as someone who, it's funny, I was thinking like, am I someone that fell under this category? And in some ways, yes, but in some ways, no. But it's like when you have certain future goals and plans, or you have certain things that are really important to you, and the person that you're with, they didn't align for whatever reason. And what if that leads to the breakup? I'll give plenty of examples, but I know that can make it really difficult and hard to process in a lot of ways. So let's start with like a pretty, I guess, common example would be commitment, or taking that one step further, maybe marriage or kids. So let's say you've known you wanted kids, or you knew you wanted to get married, and it turned out that the person that you were with didn't want the same things. And this can come up in like a variety of ways, right? Because it could be like me, where you knew that the person you were with wasn't sure about it, and you were really hoping that they changed their mind at some point. It could be that at one point, the person did want it. They did want to get married, or they wanted to commit, or maybe they wanted to have kids. And then at some point, they changed their mind. And that's very difficult too, because it feels like you did all the right things of having the conversations, and people just, they just changed their mind. Or the third thing is, it's something that maybe you didn't really knew you had a strong opinion on until you reached that point of the relationship. I mean, as much as we try to do our due diligence, or as much as we think we might know how we would handle certain things, as you navigate a relationship with someone, you're going to come across situations that are going to be handled really differently. And like, for example, I mean, I think how polarizing the political climate has become in the last 10 years almost. I know I've seen on TikTok, through Reddit, that there are couples that it just came out that one had one opinion and one had the other. And because of that, it led to the relationship not working out. So there are like a variety of ways that those things can happen. And none of them are someone did anything wrong per se. But when something that you feel strongly about leads to a breakup, it feels like it's your fault. I think anyone who's gone through that feels like it, because it's like, oh, if I didn't have this thing, then if I didn't feel so strongly about this, then I would have kept the relationship, could have kept going. So I know I had a Q&A last week where someone had asked, like, the person, does it make sense to throw away a good, really, really good relationship because the person doesn't want to have kids? And my answer to that is, it depends. That's a really big one. So when I'm talking about sticking to your guns, it can be anything from like a very big thing, like, are you going to have children or not, to a smaller thing like religious preferences or how you're going to handle finances, or it can be a variety of things. But when it comes to like a big thing like that, I told them, you have to just be honest with yourself. If that's something that's extremely important to you, yes, then that relationship's not going to work. You know, if you're someone that maybe you're on the fence about it and you could see your life with or without them, then maybe you could stay in it. But it's just one of those things that, like, if you wake up 10 years from now, you realize, like, oh my God, I didn't get a I wish I had them. I wish I had kids. And you're with someone who that's not going to be an option. That will be hard. So it's one of those things where you do have to be honest with yourself. And it's no one's fault for having, like, I know people will say, like, well, maybe I'm just asking for too much. None of those things are, like, you should never have to feel sorry for having certain plans for yourself or certain desires. This is how we navigate whether relationships are going to work or not. You've heard me say is, I think most breakups come down to a lack of compatibility. And sometimes that compatibility is realized early on. And then as time goes on, you're going to realize, like, more and more things, that how more things are going to be handled. What happens when your partner loses their job? How do they deal with that? What happens a time during financial hardship? How is that going to be handled? So as you navigate a relationship, you are keeping an eye out for these kinds of things. And there will be certain things that you feel strongly about. And that's a very good thing. I don't think life should be handled in a way of, like, okay, I have this great relationship, so now I'm going to keep anything that I feel strongly about to myself and just set that all aside. Because what ultimately will happen is you will ultimately end up losing yourself. I've shared this before, but I had a therapist that said, like, if you ignore your North Star long enough, like, you'll lose it. You're going to lose your true north on things that are important to you. So you should not navigate of, like, oh, whatever you think, you should have strong opinions about certain things. And this is coming from someone who a lot of my life has been very easygoing and people-pleasing and morphing into what other people want of me. And I ultimately, that wasn't working for me. It wasn't making me happy. And so this goes back to when I was in college and business school in a marketing class. It was talking about how your business, you should be a magnet, meaning you should attract certain people and you also should repel certain people. Like, not everyone will be for you, whether that's like your personality, a business, whatever that looks like. And I think I just spent so much of my life hoping that I could mesh well with everyone, but ultimately that did not work. So going off on a little bit of a tangent here, but when it comes to having strong opinions and that leading to a breakup, I think there's a number of things that can happen here. First of all is, and I'm just going to stick with one example so I can talk through it, but if yours doesn't fit with that, just kind of fill in the gaps with whatever your circumstance is. But let's use the children one, because that is something that I've dealt with that has led to breakups in the past. But let's say you want to have children, your partner does not, and that begins conversations about ending their relationship of, like, this just isn't going to work. I think there are a number of things that can happen. In my case, what happened was I just kept sticking in the relationship because I really did hope that it was going to change. And looking back, I would have handled that very differently now. But ultimately, the person broke up with me, which I'm very grateful for. So I think people either stay a really long time because they're just hoping things will change, or they're just hoping if it doesn't get brought up, then the relationship will never end and things will just work themselves out. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I know in the past I've taken breaks from therapy because it feels like such a big financial investment, but I've also learned the hard way that taking care of my mental health is a very necessary investment. Let's talk numbers. Traditional in-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which adds up fast. But with BetterHelp Online Therapy, you can save on average up to 50% per session. Therapy should feel accessible, not like a luxury. With online therapy, you get quality care at a price that makes sense. Your mental health is worth it, and now it's within reach. I've been back in therapy now for the past couple months, and the insights I'm having are helping me so much in my day-to-day life. I really look forward to my Monday sessions. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. Your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com/heartbreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartbreak. One of the most frustrating things for me is when I feel like I'm taking really good care of myself and doing everything right, sleep, water, movement, eating well, and I still feel so blah. Bloating, low energy, irritability, it feels like there had to be something more going on. And that's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. And the best part is after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. I took the quiz and found out that I'm likely going through estrogen dominance and not metabolizing it well, which can explain my chronic fatigue, overwhelm, bloating, and anxiety. And the quiz recommended Hormone Harmony, which is an herbal formula that fine-tunes the hormonal system. It doesn't just help with estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. It also helps with stress hormones like cortisol, which is a little troublemaker. We often think we need big lifestyle changes to feel better, but in reality, small habits like taking Hormone Harmony every day can have a huge impact on how we feel. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code HEARTBREAK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code HEARTBREAK for 15% off today. April is Earth Month, and if there's one thing I've learned and have tried to implement in the last few years, it's that quality is sustainability. If you think about it, when you invest in well-made, durable products, you're not just buying something that lasts longer, you're keeping waste out of landfills and reducing the need for constant replacements. And that's exactly why I love Avocado Green Mattress. Their mattresses are crafted with certified organic materials designed to stand the test of time. Because sustainability isn't just about what we buy, it's about buying better. Avocado is not only crafted with certified organic latex, wool, and cotton, ensuring a safe, healthy sleep environment free from harmful chemicals and toxins, but they also have unmatched comfort and support for all sleep preferences. I need a soft mattress when I'm sleeping, and Avocado has everywhere from plush to ultra firm, depending on your needs. And I know many of you navigating your breakup, it might feel like it's time to switch out your bed. If you're struggling thinking about the bed you and your ex used to share, or at least shared a lot of time together, it might be time for a refresh. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better for you and the planet.
So either you just stay hoping that it'll change, or if it does and like lead to a breakup, we go through this negotiation of, do I really want that? You start questioning, maybe this is unrealistic. Maybe I have to make a choice. I either want a good relationship or I want to have kids. I see my friends that have kids and they get divorced from their partner. So maybe that's not what I want. So we do start going through this thing of, can I make this work? And like I said, this is such a spectrum thing. And I do have friends that they didn't know whether they wanted kids or not. And so that wasn't really like a thing in the formula of their marriage. So there are things that you could probably change your perspective on a little bit. But again, this comes back to you have to be honest with yourself. And it's hard to be honest with yourself. It's hard to think clearly as you're going through a breakup. It's so easy to just latch on to the idea of not wanting to go through the breakup and wanting to be with your ex. So you will twist every single thought. You will make every single rationalization in order to not feel the pain that you're feeling right now. Like that's what it comes down to, is you don't want to feel the pain you're going through right now. So you will twist your thoughts, your values, all of those things. So you may go through this convincing thing, and maybe you're going through convincing yourself, going back to the kids example. I don't want to have kids. Like, I'd rather be happy in a relationship. And then you may go back to your ex and say, you know what? Like, I want to make this work. We don't have to have kids, or we don't have to get married. That's been one that I've seen friends go through, is I want to be with this person. They don't want to get married. Marriage is just it's an institution. It's a piece of paper. You know, I've seen people say things like that. So you may go through that, and maybe that leads to getting back together. But more often than not, it ends up not working out anyway, because again, if you are changing something very innately valuable and important to you, you're hiding yourself and you're not being true to yourself. And that just isn't a good state to be in a long-term relationship with. So even if you do rationalize yourself out of this thing being important to you, I just don't see it working out very well in the future anyway. Another thing is, even if you get past the like wanting to change, trying to convince yourself, trying to convince your ex that you don't need that thing that led to the breakup, and you're just going through that part of the breakup, it's very easy to feel too much. I think that's a big feeling that a lot of people go through, of when something that was important to them led to the breakup. Gosh, what? Like, I was just asking for too much. I'm too much. I'm too much of a burden. I'm not going to be able to find someone that can handle the things that are important to me. And so it can feel very defeating as you're navigating the breakup. It can feel very hard on your self-esteem. But what I will say is, the people that I've seen go through this, and when I have gone through this, when you put out the message of, no, I know what I want. I know what's important to me. And I want to be open to the person that can fill that. You are sending a very clear message out there that you don't just want anyone. And I know this can, it feels scary going into dating again after going through a breakup like that, where something that, again, I'll bring it back to the kids example. It feels scary to go back out dating again after something like that, because I don't know, you're scared of it happening again, of course. And I remember it, I got to the place where on first and second dates, I would bring up, you know, not in a crazy way, but just in a, hey, do you see yourself having kids at some point? Because I was just so afraid for that to happen again. And I did feel like, okay, this is too much. I'm asking for too much. Or we go into this, if I was better, if I was prettier, if I was smarter, I bet there's some, in my case, I bet there's some woman out there that would make him want kids. That was totally something that I went through of, if I was better, then they would do whatever I wanted. They would mold into anything. And you know where that comes from? And I had to realize, is me. I was such a people pleaser, and I would change to fit myself into other people's molds because I just wanted to be around that person, or I wanted to make them happy. And so I thought that that was a no-brainer of, if I was better, they would mold to what I wanted. And I had to realize, like, first of all, I don't want to date someone that's a people pleaser like me. This is something that I want to grow out of. I want to be with someone who feels very strongly about their opinions and has values and will stand up for what they believe in. And like, I don't want to have to do any kind of convincing of someone for something like that. Obviously, there are going to be things that we disagree on and stuff, but when it comes to the big stuff, I don't want it to be a fight or like a convincing kind of thing. So I think those are all different things that we can go through as we're navigating a breakup due to something like that, like just a big clash in values or desires or future plans. And this is not to say, I was thinking of a friend of mine who at one point had, and I remember her telling me, like, there are 5 things that I really need from a partner. I need them to have a certain education. I need them to belong to the same religion that I belong to, and just had all these things. And eventually, she got to a place where it was like she met someone who was absolutely perfect, but just didn't match certain things. And for her, she realized, like, okay, all these marks were hit except for these. And like, I'm not going to lose this person due to that. So this is not to say that at some point, like, things will change, opinions will change. And that's why in my Moving On After Heartbreak course, I have non-negotiables and then a wish list. You don't have to be hard and fast on every single thing. Like, I think you should know whether or not you want to get married, have an idea of whether or not you want kids. Like, what are the most important things that you want in your future? And those should be the non-negotiables. And then there are things that you can add on. But again, this is like a living document. Like, it can change over time. But just know, like, it's normal to have things that you want for your future. It's normal to have certain ways that you want your family to, like, ways you want your family to operate. So if you are coming out of a breakup and you're feeling like you were too much because you wanted something your ex didn't, you were totally valid in wanting that. It doesn't make you too much. And I remember, because I had this conversation with my ex, and I remember him saying, like, I think I voiced it out loud of, I have this fear that if I was better or prettier, or I had so many body insecurities, if I was thinner, you would want to get married or want to have kids. And I remember him saying, like, I couldn't marry like a Victoria's Secret model. You know, it like has nothing to do with you as a person. So try not to go down that road of, if only this, then they would have changed their mind. So anyways, I hope that was helpful. I hope that put that at ease. This is very common. I think a lot of breakups come down to this of just, I feel strongly about this. We disagree. Therefore, the relationship isn't going to work. So you're not alone, and you're worth having desires. And I love that quote of, I wasn't asking for too much. I was just asking the wrong person. And I think that's very true in this case. So I will see you guys back here again next week with another interview.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.